It's Tuesday, January 12th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: threats of violence against tech workers, market data on phones and computers, and SolarWinds releases a detailed timeline. This is the Business of Tech. Bit more fallout from last week in tech. Parler, taken offline after losing its vendors, is now being mined for data. How? A lone hacker scraped all the data. Millions of posts pulled and then shared on the Internet Archive. Lots of it is metadata too, and includes deleted and private posts. Facebook is telling its employees not to wear company-branded swag. Leaders fear for the safety of their teams. AWS is telling its data center teams to be vigilant. And European leaders are calling for the removals of individuals to be done by legal means, not corporate ones. Why do we care? Parler's leaks tell me so much about data management. One individual is pulling so much personal data. Anytime I think about the value of data management, I'm going to think of this incident now as an example. Something is really broken when companies have to warn their teams about violence. It's clear we don't have a good regulation framework for any of this. Shouldn't be done by private companies, and government isn't effectively regulating the outcomes in a way society is comfortable with. Section 230 reform, not repeal, will be one of the ways this is addressed. How about attacks on algorithmically delivered content, or treating that as a publisher? Something to ponder, and why we care. Market data. It's my personal catnip. Let's play. IDC says used smartphones, both officially refurbished and used, will increase by 9.2% this year. A lot of that will be mature markets, where it's like a subsidy to push upgrades. This compares against the new market, which will decline 6.4% this year. Gartner has PC shipments up 4.8% in 2020 over 2019, and that's the highest growth in 10 years. Canalys says it's up 11% from 2019, and IDC has it at 13.1%. Each company has a slightly different methodology, but the story, all up. And how about Chromebooks? Intel says they had 122% growth year over year. Why do we care? I said in 2020 that I thought the equipment boost we saw as a sugar high, and I stand by that statement. That data is a look back, not a look forward, so don't plan for more. I'm super intrigued by the used equipment market. Is that because of the recession, or because of the maturation of the market, or because of the high price points? Or is the answer simply yes? Regardless, how much that will stay over time, and what does it mean? Longer life for these devices, for sure. Finally, I still believe Chromebooks is a bigger market than we give it credit for. Enterprising providers are going to prove me right over time. Obligatory Tuesday SolarWinds update. I will be batching these up until a threshold of size hits. This hit that mark for me. The company has revealed more and calls it, quote, a highly sophisticated and complex malware designed to circumvent threat detection. The company has determined that the threat actor accessed SolarWinds on September 4th, 2019. The test code was injected on September 12th, and their testing ended November 4th. Sunburst was compiled and deployed on February 20th, 2020, and the DLL available to customers on March 26th. The threat actor themselves removed the malware from build VMs on June 4th. Kaspersky has said that the backdoor is tied to Turla, a hacking group that operates on behalf of Russia's FSB security service. Why do we care? I'm so far impressed by the openness of SolarWinds. It has to stay that way to be sure. They have to overcorrect a lot to stay viable. The openness lets them position to embrace security best practices going forward. That's what we're watching for. The Russians are behind this, so says the US government, and so says the Russian-based cybersecurity company. Nation-state is the key takeaway. That's an adversary on a whole other level. Just having the answers to customer questions is the reason we care right now. be informed. Third tier, the idea that it's not the first level or second level tech support that you're dealing with. The third tier is the real deal. Since 2008, the company third tier offers current and former Microsoft MVPs that you can access to help you through a problem, do the part of a project you aren't familiar with, or even help you make a plan so you don't miss an important step. In all time zones, the best won't compete with you because supporting IT pros is all they do. Embedded with the sense of community that made them MVPs, you can invoke the third tier just by opening a ticket. Find out more at thirdtier.net or follow on social for all the free educational resources. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you want to help out this week, the thing I need most, your voice. Take out your phone, use the voice memos, and record "Why Do We Care?" as a question, and send it to me at dave@mspradio.com. I'll use it in future versions of the show. Talk to you again tomorrow.